Is a secret crush meant to stay secret forever? Let's ask Gandhi. And your aunties are journalist and author Patrick Lenton and author and playwright Michelle Law. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Michelle. Gut check first. Hello. Michelle, I'll go to you. How fun is it to have a crush on someone? Is it deeply enjoyable, free excitement? It's thrilling, isn't it? Do you agree, disagree?
It's so invigorating. I love a crush, but it is also a source of deep torment. So both.
Spoken like a true playwright. Excellent. Patrick, yay or nay to enjoying the thrills of a secret crush?
Oh, absolutely. But it is, as Michelle says, it's absolutely agonizing the entire time. It's like, you know, good pain.
What is the line between the titillation of the good pain and then it becoming torment?
There has to be hope. If you're sailing towards the horizon, that's beautiful because you're eventually going to get to where you're going. But if you're just doing it forever, then you're stuck in limbo, and everything just extends into horror.
You're a romance author through and through. I love this. Let's get to what Mikey has shared. And Mikey says, I recently went away with a friend who I have a slight crush on. We spent the weekend hanging out and talking and just doing stuff, all platonic. It was great. Patrick, Mikey says, it's a slight crush. What does that mean in your lens?
I mean, for me, it's unrelatable because I'm 0 to 100 all the time. Okay. So a slight crush would be a large crush, but I do know that some people are able to hold, you know, a spectrum of crush within them. And I think there's a slight crush is there's a potential there, you know, there is an ember of attraction. There is something that could perhaps grow, but they're not willing to, you know, to fan the flames yet.
Michelle, what do you think about spending a quote platonic weekend away with someone you have a quote slight crush on?
I think it's dangerous territory. I mean, that entire weekend, you're just going to be thinking, what if this happens? What if it doesn't? Do they like me? Do they not? And you'll be searching nonstop for any kind of sign that leans towards the positive outcome that you're hoping for. So I think it's really exciting, but also an opportunity for a lot of pain.
Yes.
So platonic or not?
It's interesting. It's interesting. Let's move on to part two. Mikey continues, I'm a writer, inveterate note taker, always jotting things down in a notebook. I also have the habit of misplacing the notebook. And when I got home from the weekend, I realized it was missing. We had gone on the trip in her car and it dawned on me that's where I left it. Okay, Patrick, you have already described yourself as someone who can only crush hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. So firstly, put yourself in Mikey's shoes. You realize this notebook is not on your person. How do you feel?
I would probably say something around panic. Just absolute terror, because I don't journal myself because I don't want to put those thoughts into a physical place where they could then be discovered. So I think there would be something absolutely terrifying, even if it's pretty low, even if it's just like, I have a little bit of a crush. If you're not ready to share that with the person who you are having a little bit of a crush on, that would feel quite invasive, I feel, not on their fault, this is my private thoughts.
Michelle, same question to you. If you're Mikey, you get home and you realize that notebook is nowhere with you, what's going through your mind?
I mean, probably a couple of things. Horror, but also excitement and titillation. Because I wonder, and I suspect that Mikey potentially, his subconscious has left it there, potentially on purpose, in the hopes that it could be discovered.
Whomst among us has not accidentally, subconsciously left an item behind with someone we have a crush on in the subconscious wish to have another meeting? Patrick, let's hear your thoughts.
I mean, I don't believe that I've ever done that. I think I tend to go to more towards straightforwardness. Okay. Yeah, but I can definitely see that as if you don't have the capacity to have, you know, a talk yet, and you're still trying to sort of lead breadcrumbs to see if they'll come to you, then that can make a lot of sense.
Yeah, totally. Okay, let's get to the final chapter that Mikey has shared with us. Mikey says, there's probably all kinds of damning thoughts in the notebook, but mostly I'm worried she'll see my two honest reflections on our trip together. I'm terrified she's going to find the notebook and read it. When I ask her for the notebook back, I'm wondering if I should mention what I wrote or just go on as if nothing's happened. All right, Michelle, Mikey's anxious, right? The psychic weight of this notebook seems huge. Like, it feels like it's burning, burning, burning. What are your thoughts here? Is Mikey, like, is Mikey correct?
The fact that Mikey is asking, I'm wondering if I should mention, you know, this notebook and potentially the contents within it, really confirms my suspicion that there was a subconscious element to this, or at least a subconscious intention. I feel like it's an opportunity. I'm of the mind, and similar to Patrick, I'm often 0 to 100, especially when it comes to crushes. I'm of the mind that life is too short and you should, I mean, it sounds like Mikey wants to say something or at least confess something. That would be my thought.
Patrick, you earlier said if there's hope, it's not torment, right? But Mikey seems to be tormented. But, like, what's your gauge on whether there's hope here? I do want to point out, you know, we don't have all the details in this letter, but it does sound like two platonic friends went away on a weekend together solo. Just want to point that out.
I think that's where the fear comes into it. It's, you know, it's they're asking for permission, essentially, to about whether it's worth potentially trashing the friendship for the hope of something more. So at the moment, they're in that perfect little, wedge between the hope of something happening, but also the safety of it's just a platonic friendship. So they could actually really spin out the crush for a very long time if they wanted to. But you know, obviously that internal pressure is building. And so they're asking for permission of, kind of themselves of, do I say something? Do I bring up the notebook? Do I point to the notebook? You know, do I read it out loud to them?
Yeah.
And potentially change everything dramatically forever.
It's a little bit of a bubble. Like, it's entirely possible that this unnamed female has a similar level of secret crush and they're just enjoying that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Michelle, I want to put yourself in the shoes of the unnamed secret crush, right?
Mm.
You go to your car. You find your friend, possibly secret crush, Mikey's notebook in your car. What would you do? Do you pick it up and open it? Do you respectfully set it aside?
I'm a real busybody. I'm kind of known for, you know, if you leave your grocery bags in my house, I will go through them to see what kind of diet you have. And I have done that, much to a friend's horror. So I would have a squiz. And then, depending on what the contents are, say or not say anything.
Pause. Okay, let's say you are the friend. You do have a returning secret mutual crush and you read that Mikey has read it. What do you do? What's your reaction?
Oh my gosh, this is the romance plotting thing in my mind. I would write my thoughts in a notebook and leave it somewhere for Mikey to find.
So delightful. Patrick, you're also a writer. What would you do?
Probably not that. I feel like I would take that as a, you know, as the go flag, and I'd be like, right, okay, we're doing this. If I was interested,
right.
You know, I would just be like, hey,
I read in your notebook that you really, really like me.
I broke your trust and read your notebook.
Let's have a relationship.
Yeah, but it's all worth it.
Okay. Patrick Lenton is a journalist and author. His book is called In Spite of You. Michelle Law is the Patrick White Fellow at the Sydney Theatre Company.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.